The tide of bullshit is rising. Your email inbox is full of irrelevant, poorly written crap. Your boss talks in jargon and cliches. The websites you read are impenetrable and incomprehensible. Bullshit is a burden on all of us, keeping us from getting useful work done. Technology has made it breathtakingly easy for anybody to create content and distribute it to thousands of people. Unfortunately, nobody told those creators what it takes to create good content, so we're stuck wading through a deluge of drivel. You know this is a problem. I'm here to tell you that it's also an opportunity. Imagine for a moment that you could write boldly, clearly, and powerfully every time you sat down at the keyboard. When your email showed up in your colleagues' inboxes, it would pop. Reports you wrote would get people to sit up and take notice. Customers would respond to your marketing copy. You'd earn a reputation as a straight talker. Why aren't you doing this yet? I know why. I've worked with thousands of people just like you, people who work in offices and need to communicate in their jobs. Here's what's stopping them and you from clearing away the bullshit and writing clearly. First, you got the wrong training. In high school and college, you learned to write verbose prose to fool teachers into believing you knew what you were talking about. Those teachers implicitly taught you that bullshitting was effective. Then, when you started working, you found yourself immersed in more babble. From the moment you sat down and read the employee manual, you were sunk. You took your cues from the people around you, people who didn't tend to tell the plain truth when they wrote things. Finally, you learned that avoiding risk was paramount. Clarity can be dangerous because people who read what you wrote might disagree with it. If you're okay with being a mindless component in the vast bullshit machine that is the business world, please put this audiobook down and walk away. You can keep writing equivocal garbage and you'll fit in just fine. But if you'd prefer to stand out, I can show you how. It's not that hard. In fact, it's mostly a matter of connecting with your own natural ways of communicating. I'll show you what's motivating you to write the way you do and what's stopping you from writing more clearly. Every single bad habit you've learned is tied up with your own psychology at work. As I teach you to express yourself more powerfully, I'll clear away the motivational roadblocks that are stopping you. Once you understand that psychology, you'll be on your way to making a far more powerful impression. I will give you the courage to say what you mean. Then I'll give you the skills, teach you the tricks, and show you how to organize your day so that you get the chance to show that courage in everything you write. If you have good ideas and express them well in writing, you'll get credit for those ideas and their clarity. You'll also get credit for your candor and integrity. Not only is that good for your career, but it feels good, too. The Iron Imperative. Let's agree on one principle. This principle powers everything else in this book. I call it the Iron Imperative. Treat the reader's time as more valuable than your own. That couldn't be simpler, and yet everything that's wrong with the way business people write today stems from ignoring this principle. A marketer creates a website to describe her company. She's on a deadline and has to get input from multiple people. Eventually, she gives up and cobbles together some prose that has everybody's fingerprints on it. Is her top priority the reader's time? No, it's getting the text into the site by the deadline. A coworker emails you and a dozen others about a problem in your department. He puts down the elements in the order that they occur to him. The subject line is, "I was just thinking." He's been very efficient with his own time. Is he respecting your time too? Nope. An analyst assembles a report to justify the actions that a city should take. He knows there will be lots of objections, and he doesn't want to sound stupid, so he includes as many justifications as possible and couches everything in passive language that hides who's responsible for any actions he recommends. He has covered his ass in a very sophisticated way. Has he considered the reader's time? Not a chance. These people aren't inherently selfish. They're just busy. When you're busy, you worry more about yourself and your deadlines. You create text to fill spaces and do jobs. It turns out that it's not so easy to just write clear, bold prose every time. So you do the best you can.